question was asked in halakha, if a Sephardi hears a beracha from an Ashkenazi, the Ashkenazi is making a beracha that the Sephardim do not have the custom to make. For example, he's making the beracha on Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, where the Sephardim do not make a beracha on Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, and the Ashkenazim do. Can he answer Amen to such a beracha? Or, for example, the ladies of the Ashkenazim, they make a beracha on a mitzvat aseh shehazeman gerama. For example, if they're shaking a lulav on Sukkot, they make a beracha. The Sephardi ladies, however, do not make a beracha on a mitzvat aseh shehazeman gerama. So can a Sephardi answer Amen to those berachot that for him are considered beracha lebatala, because that's against our minhag? So that, does that affect the Amen? Because there is a rule, just like we say safek berachot lehakel, there's also safek Amen lekula. You also have to be careful in your Amenim, just like you're careful in your berachot. There is a machloket on this between the Birkat Hashem and Hacham Avaya Yosef in Yabia Omer. Birkat Hashem wants to say that since the Ashkenazi is making the beracha and he's obligated in it, and that's his minhag, so for him it's not considered a beracha lebatala, and he's following, like I said, his minhag, so it would be permissible for somebody to answer Amen to such a beracha. Of course, we would not tell the Sfari to make such a beracha, because it's against his minhag. But to answer Amen, if somebody who has the proper minhag and is doing it, so it's a legal beracha for him. And if the beracha is legal, then your Amen is also legal. Like the rule that says that we don't say safek in a place of a minhag. So since this is the minhag of the place to make it, even though it might not be our minhag, he says to answer Amen. Hacham Avaya, however, argues and says safek Amen nekula, and you should not answer Amen in such a case. And halakha we're mahmir. So therefore, one should not answer Amen to a beracha that he hears from an Ashkenazi, if he's a Sephardi, on Rosh Chodesh, of Halel, and he should not make Amen on a beracha of the mitzvah taseh, shazeman gerama. Furthermore, if a person, let's say, hears an Ashkenazi making a beracha on the tefillin, Ashkenazi make a beracha on tefillin shel Rosh, they say al mitzvat tefillin, and then they say Baruch Shem Kivu Malkuto Leolam Va'ed, because it's a question if even they're supposed to make such a beracha. If a Sephardi would hear a beracha on the tefillin from an Ashkenazi, he would not answer Amen to this beracha also, because this beracha for us is not a legal beracha, and therefore it's legal for them, of course. It's not legal for us based on our minhag, and therefore the Amen is better to abstain. You could think of the Amen in your mind, the machshava, but you should not verbalize.